Vice President Joe Biden is defending the Obama administration's entry into the Syrian civil war and is urging Americans to keep security threats in perspective. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the foreign policy priorities the vice president spelled out last night in a visit to Harvard.
Biden told the audience at the Kennedy School of Government that the idea of identifying a moderate middle in Syria has brought about the pursuit of an illusory goal.
We Americans think in every country in transition, there's a Thomas Jefferson hiding beside some rock or a James Madison beyond one sand dune. The fact of the matter is, in Syria, there was no moderate middle because the moderate middle are made up of shopkeepers, not soldiers.
In April, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called the Obama administration's decision to stay out of the Syrian civil war a failure. Last night, Biden countered.
This idea that there was an option there is fiction. It did not exist.
Vice President Biden says the United States' biggest problem in Syria were its allies, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates.
They poured hundreds of millions of dollars and thousands of tons of weapons into anyone who would fight against Assad. Except that the people who were being supplied were al-Nusra and al-Qaeda and the extremist elements of jihadis coming from other parts of the world.
Biden's remarks about Syria came as he answered a question after delivering an address on what U.S. foreign policy priorities should be. He shared an optimistic vision.
The United States today faces threats that require attention, but we face no existential threat to our way of life or our security.
Biden says the foundation of a strong foreign policy is a strong economy, and he predicts China's booming economy will not eclipse the American economy.
I don't know how long I've been hearing about how China, and I want China to succeed. It's in our interest they succeed economically. But how China is eating America's lunch. Folks, China has overwhelming problems.
Biden calls managing its relationship with China the United States' most important foreign policy priority. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.